morning again. I had thought I would talk about something and I can't remember why. But I think when I look at it, I remember. So something that I don't do very often is take a koan and then comment on it. Although I seem to remember having said that just recently. Did I say that the last time I was here? That was probably the last time I did it, was when I was here. I don't think I did it in Portugal. But when I was in Portugal, which was only a few weeks ago, it was in a different place, and there were more people, and different people, and a different language, different culture, different situation. And the weather was about like this. I had expected it to be hotter, and it was not. But this is fine. We are all very happy and in our short sleeves, bare feet. But in Portugal, in the Zendo, 25 people, and most of them were wearing socks because their feet were cold. And I was very intrigued by this because I thought it was wonderful. And it was a wood floor, it was just like this, same kind of weather, it wasn't cold. But they have different standards of hot and cold. They also wanted coffee all the time, all day. And if it wasn't coffee, then they just had herb tea, tisane. I think I was the only one drinking tea. Different standards again. And so this koan that I'm taking today relates directly to that, but it also relates directly to everything I said yesterday, to everything about this practice. It's a very apparently simple koan, but very profound. Now, does he want... What? Which of these many options?
All of them.
Right. And right now. So, it also relates to the Jukai and the notion of taking refuge and of the meaning of the precepts just being an expression, a manifestation of our true nature. And this goes to the heart of what our true nature is, this koan, as does this whole practice. So I could have picked any, I just happened to take the collection, the Hikigen Roku, which is the Cliff Record. I could have taken any of the collections, opened it at random, and picked and commented on any of the koans, and I would be saying the same thing. I picked this one. So this is the master in this koan is Tozan, who is one of the founders of one of the branches of our lineage, the Soto branch. There were two people who founded it, and he is Tozan. And he appears regularly in koans and stories. We have quotations from him. And before I say the koan, actually, one of his famous quotes is, and I've said this, I've talked about this, I've given talks about this quote, which is, "I go my own way. Wherever I go, I meet myself." is one of his famous sayings. Wherever I go, I meet myself. So the koan is case 43 of the Heikigen Roku. Tozan's cold and heat. A monk asked Tozan, when cold and heat visit us, how should we avoid them? Tozan said, why not go where there is neither cold nor heat? The monk asked, where is there neither cold nor heat? Tozan said, when it is cold, kill yourself with cold. When it is hot, kill yourself with heat. Kill yourself. Kill. And I, just as I'm hearing that Sophie's question, and I was about to say it in French, I remembered once I gave a talk, I think, about mentioning my Dharma name, which is Tue Sula. And Ida said to me, raised her hand, everyone who knows Ida, I think, raised her hand and said, Tue Sula? She thought I was, it's a play on words in French, because it can either be tue, you are that, or tue, kill that. Which comes back to this.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. About the, is it the same koan that's translated when it is cold, freezing Buddha, when it is hot, burning Buddha?
I don't know that translation, but it could very well be another koan.
Yeah.
Or it could be just another translation. All of these koans are translated from Chinese to perhaps Japanese and then to English, or maybe directly from Chinese to English, and then there's different ways of interpreting them, because the Chinese, they use characters, so it also can be interpreted in different ways. But the essence remains the same. So in this koan, the monk is asking a question that we all ask in many different ways. When cold and heat visit us, how should we avoid them? And immediately that's how we think. How can I avoid this? How can I get away from it? How can I stop it? How can I not be cold? How can I not be hot? So I'm sitting here, I'm hot, and I roll up my sleeves, thinking I will get away from it. We can take it out of the room, or we can close the door and turn on the air conditioning. We have all sorts of solutions that we devise in order to avoid the hot and the cold. Tozan says nicely, why not go where there is neither cold nor heat? Seems pretty obvious. And the monk, of course, asks, because he doesn't know, where is there neither cold nor heat? Because in terms of cold and hot, the oppositions of cold and hot, if it's not cold, then it's hot. And if it's not hot, then it's cold. There is no other option in the dualistic mind. So he can't conceive, of course, because it is inconceivable. Where there is neither cold nor heat is inconceivable. It cannot be conceived, cannot be understood. It's like we say in the, we chanted yesterday in the identity of relative and absolute. Right. And the darkness, in the darkness makes all words one. the light distinguishes good and bad phrases. So when we, the light in a sense is the differences, the distinctions. In order to see distinctions in a dark room, we have to turn on the light. And then we can see the chair and the bed and the walls. But if we turn off the light and it's dark, we see no distinctions. The darkness makes all the one. We can't understand the darkness. We can't see the darkness. We can experience it. And what he is saying here is, why not go where there is neither cold nor heat? Extinguish the light. Go beyond, although it's not really beyond, the differences. Like I said yesterday, the practice means being present beyond likes and dislikes, beyond cold and hot. Now, beyond is not a good word, really. We maybe could say, be present amid good and bad, like and dislike, hot and cold. What Tozan's phrase is, when it is cold, kill yourself with cold. When it is hot, kill yourself with heat. The question is, what does that mean, kill yourself? If Tozan is famous for having said, wherever I go, I meet myself, and then here he seems to be saying something contradictory, kill yourself.
Je vais bien lire en français. Juste les deux dernières, si tu rencontres, et puis mon mot.
Je suis mon propre chemin partout, et partout je me rencontre moi-même.
Oui, mais pardon, les deux dernières phrases aussi.
Ah. Quand il fait froid.
Oui.
Il faut se tuer avec le froid.
Tu toi.
Quoi?
Tu toi par le froid.
Voilà. Et quand il fait chaud, tu toi par le chaud.
Merci.
Je ne sais pas en français si on peut dire ça. Tu toi.
Oui.
Ouais.
Oui.
So what is Tozan's? Ah, yes. I go my own way. Wherever I go, I meet myself. He also said, don't try to see yourself objectively, which is what we try to do all the time, and which is what we do all the time with our many stories of who we are. And there's no problem, there's nothing wrong with stories of who we are. And what the Buddha had always said, and what we continue saying throughout this practice, sometimes it's translated as, there is no self. And the point is not so much, is there a self or is there not a self? The point is that the true self is not the self that's in the stories. Those are just stories. So it's like the story of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon is not Neil Armstrong walking on the moon. And even the story he tells himself about having walked on the moon is not walking on the moon. Most of the time we're telling ourselves stories about ourself. But the true self is not that. And we have moments when we experience this. But it's the moment before. We always say, show me your original face before your parents were born. We immediately think, this is not possible. I had no face before my parents were born. I was not before my parents were born. That's true. So that's the face we want. Who is that? What is that? Before all of the stories, before the ideas, before the concepts. Because if we fix to one story of who we are, in fact we have many, but usually it's the same ones repeated over and over again. If we fix to those stories and stay in that loop, we miss the rest of it. We miss what really is. It's like the representations of, I don't know if there's one here anymore, of Avalokiteshvara, who in its feminine form manifests, is it right there? In its feminine form is represented with 1,000 hands. Avalokiteshvara being the bodhisattva of compassion. And she has 1,000 hands so that she can help the multitudes, so that she can save the multitudes. But if she focuses on only one hand, the other 999 hands are no good, no use. She can't focus on just one hand. And yet, as we sit, there's another koan. What is the sound of one hand clapping? Pass the microphone, Nicole. This morning, in the breakfast cereal, Joa and Brigitte were surprised. I was not, because I knew it was there. Too bad. I missed that moment. Of course, I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was there. I had been told in advance. I still don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter, you don't want to know what it is.
Star Wars sword.
It's what?
Star Wars.
Oh, is it? Okay, but it's a very small one.
And it's a whistle.
A whistle, that's the best. I'll just close it down. There you go. That's the story every moment. If you have an idea, I had an idea that in the bowl of cereal there would be a toy. So when the toy appeared, and in fact I already saw it when I was being served, and I was actually hoping that it would not go in my bowl so that someone else could be surprised. But I had an idea about it already. So my experience of it was very different from theirs. And this is the story, this is our life story. We have an idea about who we are. We have an idea and a story about what it is to be cold and what it is to be hot. We therefore fail to just be what we are. The only thing we need to, we always talk about letting go, right? I like letting be as a better term. We talk about renouncing, right? Renouncing the notion of self. But all that means is not saying I have to become no one in the sense of I have no personality. I have no likes and dislikes. I don't experience love. I don't experience pleasure. It doesn't mean that. It means simply letting go of, or letting be, whatever those things are, and not remaining stuck on them, not playing the same tape over and over and over again, not rewinding it and playing back the part that we preferred, and fast-forwarding over the part that we don't like. Just turning the pages as they come. It's just turning the pages.
Both ways.
Exactly. And not in the way that we would turn the pages. And yesterday, when he was sitting in here, and I was talking with Christine about this morning, he was spinning around and around with no particular goal. It wasn't like he wanted to see this, and so then he spun around to see that. He just did it. He had no fixed idea about the story. This is my projection, I admit. But I think we could all fairly experience what he was doing, just spinning, just experiencing what is. He's already, as I said yesterday, discovering that there are things, some of what is he likes better than other aspects of what is. But he's more free than we are at this moment. In that respect. When he's cold, he's cold. When he's hot, he's hot. When he's hungry, he's hungry. When he doesn't like something, he doesn't like something. He fell and bumped his head today. And he just cried. There was no blame, no accusations, no feeling sorry for himself. He just fell. His mother picked him up and he cried. And then, with less than a minute later, it was over. And he was on to something else. He was eating yogurt or whatever his mother was feeding him, and he was enjoying that. So when Tozan says, kill yourself with cold, he likes this other one better. He likes the one that says, it's Jojaza's great enlightenment. Jojaza asked Rinzai, what is the essence of Buddhism? Rinzai descended from his Zen seat, grasped Joe by the lapels of his robe, shook him, slapped him, and pushed him away. Joe just stood there. Jojaza, why don't you bow? Asked the monk. As Joe bowed, he suddenly, of course, had great satori. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. What is the essence? Just this. So when it's cold, it's just cold. When it's hot, it's just hot. Not hot relative to yesterday. Or not cold relative to how it is in Portugal. No ideas. No position, no measurements. It's just what it is. And this is where don't try to see yourself in the Don't try to see the situation objectively. Just as it is. What we call direct experience, which is where our freedom is. That's where we're free, when we just experience what is directly. When we are not positioning ourselves compared to this or that, or before or after. Direct experience arises when we no longer have any ideas. When we're not holding on to an idea about hot or cold. Then we just experience what it is. Then we just experience our true self. As we are.
It seems very misleading when you say don't focus at yourself objectively, because in our language, objectively means not partial. We use the word objectively as being, as we think. We're being impartial, no bias.
That's subjective.
Yeah. But what it means is more, don't see yourself as object.
Exactly.
Not the courant, the objective courant, right?
Exactly. It means don't objectify yourself. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's
a
good
description.
Yes, exactly. And as soon as it's solid, we don't actually become solid, but our experience of ourself becomes solid. Then we become fixed on one experience, one idea, one story. And the stories are innumerable. I mean, I'm reading this book by an American Zen teacher, Norman Fisher, about, and the reason I'm reading it is because it's so uncanny that he should do the same thing I'm doing. He talks about the Zen lessons in Homer's Odyssey. Homer's Odyssey.
L'Odyssée de Homer.
And I'm constantly talking about the Zen lessons in Joyce's Ulysses, right? So this is really intriguing. And he points out that part of being human is telling stories. We do this all the time, and that's part of what is part of life is story. And from the moment we wake up, we read the newspaper, we hear the radio, we ask our partner or friend, how do you sleep? And they just tell the story, I slept well or I didn't. And you hear the stories on the news, and then you go to your office and more stories, and you go out and see the cows, and there's another story, constant stories. You go to sleep and there's dreams, stories, constant stories. And it's very rich. This is part of the human experience, is storytelling. That's how we relate to one another. We tell our story and we listen to the stories of others. And there's an exchange of story. The problem, of course, is that we become attached to a story or a set of stories. And we tell the same story all the time about someone else and about ourselves and about the world, instead of just listening to the story at hand. What is here now? And that's where we get into trouble. That's where even think of Mother Teresa and this beautiful thing of her saying, when I pray, I don't say anything to God, I just listen. And when she's asked, well, what does God say to you? She just says, he doesn't say anything, he just listens. That's what this is. That's what life is. If we can listen, if we just open, if we welcome it all, traditional yes meditation. If we just say yes, what is there? This is where the true, where our true self emerges, or let's say, where we experience it. It's always there. It doesn't go anywhere else. The sun is there behind the clouds. When you fly in an airplane, that's a very saisissant experience. It's very striking. You take off in a cloudy day, you go up through the clouds, and suddenly it's bright sunlight. The sun is always there. Even when we say it sets, when it goes down, it's still there. Just from this perspective, it's not there, but it's there. Also chant, you know, but was it the four elements return to their nature like a child to its mother? It's very natural. The way of things, the flow of things, and what we, when we start becoming attached to a certain story, then we resist. Then we resist the cold or the hot. When we start thinking it should be hot. When I arrived in Portugal and I thought it should be hot. It's August, it's Portugal, it should be hot. I brought the clothes for it to be hot. And it was not. Or it should be, it's Normandy, it should be raining. See, sometimes we are happy that our ideas don't come true, that our stories prove to be wrong. And then we are happy, of course. Ah, yes, very good. Goes like I want it to go.
I can hear that there should be cows around the house. You know, I didn't know that they are there.
And when there are not? And when there are no cows, does what happen?
No, there are no cows.